transformed, affected, and drawn to Jesus. The first group, only a few weeks previously, had shouted for his crucifixion. Then they realized that this was and is God's Son. Absolutely gutted. Cut to the heart. They desperately want to make it right, to be put right with God. What hope could they possibly have, those who are partly responsible for the death of God's Son? But actually, the same hope as we, also partly responsible for the death of God's Son. They call out in desperation, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter responds that there is a way. They simply need to repent, to turn away from what they were doing, turn towards Jesus, and be baptized and believe in Jesus. And if you read on in that passage, you'll see that 3,000 people came to faith that day and were baptized. Then we read about another baptismal event. This time, just one individual on a journey. The ones are as important as the 3,000s in Scripture. He was on a physical journey and a spiritual journey. And it's while he's on his physical journey in his chariot that he hears about Jesus. He hears the good news that although the Messiah has died on a cross, this had been foretold by the prophets. This is how God had made a way for people to turn back to him and to be forgiven. He too realizes that he needs to be forgiven. He needs to be reconciled to God. He asks to be baptized, having understood, and he goes on his way rejoicing. Well, you know, the whole of the Christian life is a journey and a destination. If, like me, you've ever followed a sat-nav down a black hole, you'll know how important it is to be in a sensible journey as much as it is to find a sensible destination. Three sat-nav fails, as they were called. I think the lorry's my favourite, just because it looks like a shopfront. But you can imagine finding yourself in any of those places. You know, the Christian life is the same. We need to decide whether the course that is being recommended to us by society, by others, is actually a wise course to go. And it's not always the case. Equally, the destination is important. If we don't get the destination right, it doesn't matter how wise we think we're being along the way. Did you know that there is a small village in the south of Yorkshire called Wales? Yep. And in the local paper, it was reported that the landlady of the local pub, the Duke of Leeds, said, "We had an elderly Australian couple visiting Britain for the first time who planned to start their tour in Wales. They'd driven all the way here from Heathrow and asked, 'Is this it? We thought it would be bigger.'" They didn't really see the funny side. In spiritual life too, we need to know where we are. We need to know where we're going, and we need to trust God to guide us. And we're all on a spiritual journey. A spiritual journey of faith. And today marks a hugely significant moment in the spiritual journey for Ryan, for Sophie, for Leah. They're all on a journey of faith, and they'll be able to look back on this day, and it will remind them of this decision for the rest of their lives. And today we will give them a certificate of baptism. Who you become is not defined simply by the certificates that you get and the things that you achieve along the way. It is defined by the way that you get to your final destination. Yes, baptism is an important step along the way. It's a step of obedience. But next, as those of you who have given your lives and walked through these waters will know, comes a lifetime of trusting and obeying God. And for Jesus, his life is not simply about getting to a destination. Jesus is on his way to the cross. That was his destination. But he transformed people along the way. Those he journeyed with, the disciples, he transformed them. Those he came across, he hadn't intended to meet, he transformed them. And those he had planned to meet too. And following Jesus is as much about the journey as it is about the destination. So four brief things about that we see in the journey of Jesus that should characterize our journeys too. And so I offer these to you as you reflect on your journey since your baptism, or as you prepare for your baptism. We see in the journey of Jesus that he laughed and parted. His enemies complained, calling him a party goer. He transformed people, though, that he met at those occasions. Weddings, parties at beachfronts, in market squares, in people's homes, on hillsides, and even as he was dying, he transformed those around him. He was approachable. He was love. He was grace. He was truth. And if we are followers of Jesus, our journeys should be characterized by love, grace, and truth. We see in the journey of Jesus, he's intentional about his company that he keeps. He invests his life in 12 others and teaches thousands of others who flock to hear him. But he also invests in the downtrodden, those excluded from society, lepers, and women who wouldn't be able to be educated in his day. But by doing that, he paves a way for thousands of women in the future by educating them now, so that when scripture is properly interpreted and understood, that will be available to them too. And if we are followers of Jesus, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry, Roger. Yay. Then our journey should be characterized by our love shown for others, particularly the poor and the needy. Thank you. And then we see that Jesus had peace. Peace because he knew he was doing what God wanted him to do. Peace comes to Jesus through prayer. Peace when to move on. Peace when to continue where he was. And finally, peace to go to the cross. And that peace was hard won in prayer every day and at Gethsemane. For Jesus, peace came through working out what God's will was and following it. If we are followers of Jesus, our journey should be characterized by prayer and by peace. Bear Grylls, as he writes his biography, reflects as he's come down from Everest. When he was asked, was God with him? And he says, yes, every faltering step. And Jesus was determined to see it through and to endure. We see in Jesus his determination to reach his goal. On the cross, Jesus would create a way that anyone who turns to God, whatever they had done, could be reconciled to him, could be forgiven, could be saved. A cosmic moment that defined history. And if we are followers of Jesus, our journey should be characterized by determination, dedication, and endurance. And we see in the journey of the eunuch, when he has been baptized, that he is filled with joy. He goes on his way rejoicing. You know, nothing beats knowing that we are right with God. Not because we are good ourselves or because in our righteousness we deserve that, but that we know we are forgiven. That fills us with joy. And we're going to hear in a minute the journeys of these three young people, how that encounter has resulted in them taking this step. And so just as we reflect about baptism, three things. This is a baptism of repentance. It's a symbol that we have gone through repentance. Repentance is where we recognize that we have done wrong. We say sorry and we make a new start. And we try again to do what's right. It's a symbol of dying to sin and rising to new life. Saying that for us, for now, Jesus is Lord. We will defer decisions to him, trust him in our lives. It's a baptism of repentance and new life. It's a baptism of forgiveness of sins. A symbol that our sins are washed away, that we are cleansed. This means accepting the Bible's appraisal of our situation, that we're lost and that we need God. This is a baptism also of anointing. We welcome God into our lives, receive his Holy Spirit, and we're filled with joy. Following in the steps of Jesus. Jesus himself was baptized at the start of his ministry. He had not sinned, Scripture tells us. But he was baptized too to affirm that this was the pattern that we should follow. And to affirm the baptism that John had been giving to those who came to him in the wilderness. That it was pleasing to God. And for Jesus, this is a baptism of new life and fresh anointing. So now we're going to watch a video of the baptism of Jesus. And following his baptism, the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus in the form of a dove. There's a voice which John testifies that he hears, "This is my son. With him I am well pleased." Ryan, Sophie, Leah, God is pleased that you're choosing to step out in faith today, that you're being baptized. And I pray that God will anoint you today too with his Holy Spirit and every day in your lives. I pray that God will indeed anoint all of us. We ask for his Spirit every day as we reflect back on our baptism, or maybe as we invite God into our life, seek to know him more, as we strive to follow Jesus, journey into the heart of God, and seek to live his way. Amen.